This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch into the second hour of the program. We started out in the beginning of the show talking about the Freedom in the 50 States, the most recent edition that just came out today, apparently, over at Freedom in the 50. That's 50, freedominthe50states.org. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
And we're going to get into the bottom five. So we talked about the top five.
Well, you don't know what the top five are, do you?
Yeah, we talked about
that,
Mark. Number one, Florida. Number two was New Hampshire. Three was Indiana. Four was Colorado. And five was Nevada.
All right, good. You got it.
It's not hard to do that, Mark. You can just go to the website. There's a handy little map there on the front page.
It's not. There's a map on the front page, but it doesn't list them nicely.
Well, it's, you just hover over
if
it.
If you post it on Facebook, however, it puts a nice little image up for you to be able to read all that.
There's also a button on the map.
Hover over it, Mark.
There's also a button on the map that says List View.
Yep, and you can do that too. So we're going to go back to your calls. We'll get into the bottom five coming up here in a moment. But Leon is on the line in California. And Leon, you had called in regarding a discussion that was had here on Free Talk Live last week. I think it was Friday night, you mentioned. Where a gentleman had called in. He was very excited about the Libertarian candidate, Larry Sharp is his name, in New York for governor there, and had made the claim that Larry Sharp is beating the Republican in the polls. Well, we looked at the numbers. Turns out, not really. He's only beating the Republican among poll participants who were familiar with Larry Sharp.
Now, if you had your druthers, you would like Larry Sharp to be beating the Republican, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. In an imaginary world,
and
that's what you'd like.
That brings us to Leon's other point, was that, you know, were we being too harsh on the guy?
Generally, the answer to that is yes, right? Like, this is kind of a harsh show.
I'm not here to candy coat reality for you. The reality is the Libertarians, I agree with you, Leon, they should absolutely be running campaigns. Because if you can't leave New York for some reason, well, you might as well try to do something, even if it is banging your head up against a brick wall, which is what I liken it to, because ultimately, if you keep doing the same thing and getting the same results, which is to say, you're not getting anywhere, then maybe you should change your approach. In this case, the idea for changing your approach is to leave New York, to get out of this hellhole that is the number 50th this year and 2 years ago, and I don't know what it was before that, but number 49 last time around was California. California's moved up the chart to number 48 this year on the Freedom in the 50 States, replaced by Hawaii at number 49. But New York still at the bottom of the pack at number 50. If you are not in New Hampshire, you are not as effective of a libertarian as you could be if you were combining your efforts with other libertarians. And so it's just, you know, if I think something's futile, I'm going to say so. And so I think it's completely futile to get out there and shout into the wilderness in the most statist of states trying to do something to get somebody elected in New York. It just seems pointless to me. Go ahead, Leon, with your thoughts. Leon, in California? We have you now. Go ahead. Sorry. We can hear you now.
It's just that, you know, the fact that what I was saying is I was under the impression that the point of the whole movement was to try to introduce the, you know, libertarian principles to as many people as we can.
Absolutely.
But I just felt, you know, on that particular show, on that particular episode, that I was like, got me scratching my head because I'm like, well, you know, if that's the case, then why even bother having a libertarian candidate in anything else besides New Hampshire? That's kind of the way I took
it. I think that's what Ian thinks.
No, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm saying if you have to stay where you are for some reason and you want to try to do something, well, go right ahead. Good luck. I wish you the best. If you want to get libertarians actually elected, if you want to get the idea of liberty out there to a populace that's actually receptive towards it, then New Hampshire is the place to go. Now, there are some people who feel like, oh, well, I love New York. I was born here. I was raised here. My family's all here. I don't want to leave them. Or I've got a great career. I don't want to leave whatever state I'm in because I've got a great career and my job's more important. And for some people, jobs and family are more important, and I totally understand that. In which case, stay where you are. Try to get the word out about liberty. But if 20 years down the line, nothing's changed, you know, at some point, I wouldn't blame somebody who gives up and was just like, you know, screw it. We can't get anywhere here. I'm just going to try to enjoy my life as much as possible rather than spend a bunch of time and effort putting out political signs, you know, calling radio stations or, you know, writing letters to the editor or whatever. Because if you're not actually making progress after... How long has the Libertarian Party been around? 40, 50 years, something like that. I think it was the early 70s when they started. And they don't have anything to show for it as far as electoral success is concerned. Now, don't get me wrong. It was the National Libertarian Party's Libertarian presidential candidate, Harry Brown, who was an actual Libertarian and who was good at explaining what liberty was, who brought me into this movement. So there is value into people in other states running campaigns and talking about liberty. But ultimately, they really ought to be encouraging people to move to New Hampshire and gathering people together, because that's what I was doing in Florida. I was telling people who were down there, hey, give up on this crap. We're not getting anywhere. And here we are 14 or 15 years later or whatever since we left Florida almost. Now, a dozen years later, since we left Florida. And the Libertarian Party in Sarasota, where we're all from, by the way, we all left the Sarasota, Florida area, that Libertarian Party was disbanded shortly after we left because they didn't have enough Libertarians to actually fill all the seats in the local Libertarian Party, so they turned it into the Libertarian Club of Sarasota. The last time I checked in on them, they had not changed from a Libertarian Club. They still are not in any way, shape, or form a party. The Libertarians in Florida still continue to get the same dismal election returns as they've always gotten. So the question is...
This is the freest state of the union now. So.
The question is, do you want to be successful at spreading the ideas of liberty, or do you want to just shout into the wilderness?
Well, we want to be successful in spreading the ideas of liberty.
But I suggest you leave California.
Probably when we can get things, you know, in a place where we can do that, that would be great. The only point I wanted to bring up was that that particular episode. I think it's just...
Okay. It sounds harsh. I am harsh about this.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's I think
spent years banging my head up against the brick
wall. If you equivocate a little bit, then you can appeal to people a bit more.
Yeah.
And that's all I've done here with Alex is just kind of equivocate just a little bit. And here's what I would say, Alex, is that ultimately moving to New Hampshire is probably a pretty good thing to be doing. But this is the day that we find out that New Hampshire has sunk from number one to number two, and the state that we moved from is now number one.
Based on some recalculations and other data or whatever, but they also said New Hampshire was the most improved of all the states. And as was pointed out, we have a real community of libertarians here. That does not exist in Florida. You remember what the meetings were like in Florida. I bet you they're no different.
I'm not comparing
today.
It to any other state or anything like that.
We had an area in Sarasota, Florida, which is not a slouch as far as population. It's, you know, a good solid 500,000 people in the county. And what do we pull? Maybe 5 people at the typical Libertarian Party meetings?
Something like that.
If it was like an elections year, maybe there'd be 15 people or something like that. And we can pull 5 people at the drop of a hat here in Keene, New Hampshire. And Keene's got 25,000 people.
The youngest people at that meeting by about a good 20 years.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So, Leon, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I'm 33.
33, okay. So how long have you been involved in libertarian politics?
Well, I did join the Libertarian Party back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long. But like I said, I'm in California, but I'm listening to your guys' podcast. So, So it's like, to me, it just seems like get the ideas out there. You never know who's paying attention.
True.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
That's
yeah,
number,
true.
That's the number one thing that one can do is to spread the ideas of liberty.
Right.
But if you're doing that sort of in your day-to-day life and you're doing it at a place where a lot of other people are doing it in their day-to-day lives, it's probably going to have more of an effect
synergy.
Than it would elsewhere.
It's synergy. Hey, Leon,
I think that there may be
listening.
A better idea than the Free State Project out there personally, though. I mean,
what's that?
I'm still looking at these special economic zones where somebody can
those
buy.
Are just ideas. They're not actually happening yet.
Yet.
Leon, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And it is important to keep your mind open about these things. And, so maybe if one of these ideas comes to fruition and people start moving there and it's demonstrably more free, then we'll have to admit maybe this wasn't the best idea. But for right now, New Hampshire is the best concentration of libertarians.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Live. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Discord. There were some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but feel free to connect to that. We'll see if it has remedied itself, which it should, over time. So try our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. We know the chat is working fine there, so feel free to jump into the chat room with other Free Talk Live listeners and talk about stuff. Sometimes they talk about what we talk about here on the air. Sometimes not. Tonight they have been talking about the Freedom in the 50 States rankings in there, which we are going to get back into. We're going to get into the bottom five, because we talked about the top five. Who is the worst this time around? We'll get into that. Bitcoin.com brings it all to you. Go over to Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin, to get started. Maybe you're new to cryptocurrency and you want to get the basics. Good place to go is the Bitcoin.com Academy site. Check that out at Bitcoin.com. And also, Bitcoin.com wants you to know that SaveItPurse.com is allowing you to use Bitcoin Cash now to fund your account, where you can use SaveItPurse.com to save 20% or more, or less, it's up to you, on your purchases at Amazon. And it works, and it works well. That's SaveItPurse.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Parker is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not a whole lot. So over the summer earlier, I think it was in mid-July, you had a lot of people calling in talking about, like, when is it acceptable to shoot cops or whatever, which is a there's a YouTube video that Larkin Rose made about that exact subject. So go check
many
that
years
out
ago.
If you're interested. Yeah, it still holds up. You were also talking, I'm not sure if it was last night or the night before, but you were talking about, police accountability and things like that.
Yeah, well, last night I mentioned that, the website killedbypolice.net is now gone. The site only has a page, letting people know the guy's retiring after 5 years of his life poured into the site and more than 25,000 hours into the work there. The site does have archives that are still available, so you can still go and look at the old stories that he had listed there. But ultimately, the site is no longer going to be updated, and it's yet another, I guess, casualty in as far as websites go. Copblock.org still exists, but it is a shadow of its former self ever since it was sold to the top bidder, an anonymous top bidder, by Adamo Freeman, the founder of Copblock. It's basically hardly ever updated. I'm one of the more prolific updaters on that site, and I hardly ever contribute to it. So it's sad to see happen, but these guys get burned out, and it's understandable. It's hard to be the target of the police for 5 years straight.
Adamo was also in jail much of that time.
Also,
he's kind of in and out of jail. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Parker.
Right. Well, just one thing that I want to touch on before we continue to the meat and potatoes of the topic. I've talked with Jeremy Hagler, I think his name is, last name, who's the host of the Seeds of Liberty podcast, and I think one of the freedom themes. And he and I have talked about how, or I have mentioned to him, how I would like to try and write a book called License to Kill, How the Police Get Away with Murder. I don't know exactly how we would go about doing that, seeing as how if you want to go through every case in a given year, which is over 1,000 killings per year at the hands of the police,
these days,
analyze
that's true, yeah,
each and every one of them, and determine, okay, this one was murdered, this one was not. Now, given the totality of all of our findings, we find that this number out of 1,000-plus killings per year is the number of murders on average that the police commit.
I don't think you could possibly do that. For one, I mean, murder is something that is determined through legal system. It's a legal term. It's a sort of unjustified.
It's not murder when they do it legally, is what you're
saying?
Well,
frankly, yes.
A justified legal killing.
So
right?
This would be one person's opinion, or maybe a small team of people's opinions as to whether or not this you know, situation was justified or not justified, it's really difficult to call. The best thing to do, to me, is just compare the United States to other countries around the world and their law enforcement's use of deadly force and our law enforcement use of deadly force. And you can look at Canada, for instance, where the demographics are remarkably similar.
Yep.
And you can't claim that the attitudes are too terribly different and all that other stuff. And the United States police are just more deadly.
Huh. All right. Well, then I'll probably scrap that idea. But
if you do all the research, it's worth a book. But
well, I would start by looking and seeing what else is out there. I mean, this is not an uncovered topic in the world of books.
Look at Radley Balko's work.
What was his? Yeah. Do you remember what it was called?
No, but he just came out with a book.
I think he's had more than one.
There's one individual that has a book called Rise of the Warrior Top, which may
that
or may not
familiar.
Be written
sounds
by.
Right.
Yeah. Now, anyway, I think that one way to hold police officers accountable, especially when they have been alleged to have committed murder, and bear in mind that it's really unlikely and pretty uncommon that police ever get suspended without pay. It's even more unlikely that they'll ever get fired, or if they do, they'll get hired.
So what are you driving at?
The idea is simply that. If you want to hold someone accountable for, a cop accountable for murder, and there is a little bit of risk involved in this, so judge it at your own accord, but essentially, do you remember, or have you ever heard of how back in, I don't know, maybe the 60s or 70s or whatever, how people who would buy fur or fur coats, activists would
throw blood
on them.
Bingo. Same concept.
You're going to get charged with assault on a police officer.
And you're going to have the teeth kicked out of your mouth.
Yeah, that's not going to end very well for you, Parker. I thank you for the call tonight, or anybody who tries something like that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Not only will you be
and
charged...
And it also doesn't really hold them accountable very much. I mean,
it's a spectacle, right? Yeah. So if you were to get video of somebody throwing blood on a police officer, that could go viral, and it could spread around. But it is going to get you absolutely arrested, and you'll get charged with an assault on a police officer, which I think is a felony. I could be wrong about that. It's certainly an assault charge, and that's not going to be easy to get out of because, well, you'll have yourself on video doing it or whatever. Either way, even if you're not on video doing it, you're still going to get convicted because they're going to take the cops.
He's always got some plan, Parker.
Well, Parker, he's always cooking up some kind of plan, and I think that's good. It's good
to cook up plans.
Creative and think of things, and it's also good to run them by people before you try them so they can tell you, dude... Just so you know, you're going to get arrested. In fact, if you do that to anybody, you should probably get arrested. Not just a cop, right? Like, the cop's going to arrest you because he's a cop. But if you throw blood on anybody at all, that is an assault. You are doing essentially an unprivileged touching of that person. I know you're not touching them, the blood is, but still.
That'll do.
It's the equivalent of saying, I'm not touching you, I'm not. No,
right.
You're still touching that person. So the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Thank you for the call tonight, Parker. I appreciate it. If you want to get around better, cops, then again, getting out of places like New York, California, they just seem more laid back here in New Hampshire, I think, in a lot of ways. There is more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, pled guilty today in federal court to campaign violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion in connection with hush payments made to two women on behalf of then-candidate Trump. Cohen admitted that he violated federal campaign law at the direction of a candidate for the purpose of influencing an election. President Trump is holding a rally in West Virginia to campaign for GOP Senate candidate Patrick Morrisey tonight. The president spoke a short time ago.
Between Waters and Pelosi, you have two people that are in charge of Congress. They're not in favor of West Virginia. They don't know that West Virginia exists. They don't like coal. They don't like energy. And they don't like her. So
you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. Whether it's a terrible idea or a really great idea, we're happy to give you our opinions about it here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, I think it was in our chat room last night, we had a guy come in there who was new to the Discord server, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. I would recommend downloading their app. It makes the experience a lot better, but they do have a web version. And the gentleman was saying he found us through the Tom Woods podcast. Because Tom Woods, sort of like we've been talking about Tom, he's been talking about Free Talk Live. And so
that's great.
I'd like to welcome any listeners who are newer to the program who found us through Tom Woods, or anybody who's older to the program.
It's a different sort of show. I mean, I think that's probably one of the reasons.
Well, he's probably way more intellectual, I would imagine, generally.
He's doing interviews, and he does take things much more from an academic standpoint,
right,
and that kind of thing. Whereas Free Talk Live, very free form. But
sure,
you can't argue with our consistency.
We are open phones, and we are here 7 nights a week. Tom Woods, though, is one of the most consistent libertarian podcasts, clocking in at 5 shows per week. Every single weekday, he's there doing a new episode of the Tom Woods Show, and he's been doing them since September of 2013, which means he's racked up about 1,200 episodes so far. Great guests like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Great topics as well. Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, to name just a few. And, of course, he is a well-recognized author, New York Times best-selling author, has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. So Show. Go get the Tom Woods Show over at TomWoods.com or just search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher as we go to the phones and to the fun. We'll get into the bottom five of the top 50 states or the Freedom in the 50 States study that has just recently come out. I think it's the fifth edition, the 2018 edition of the Freedom in the 50 States. We'll tell you the bottom five coming up here in a moment. But first, we go to Dave in New Hampshire, one of the top five states, number two this year, and the most improved of all the states. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. The top two or not, or top five or not, whatever we are, unfortunately, we're not pro-freedom as much as we could be, and that was demonstrated today when there was apparently another suspicionless Border Patrol checkpoint way south of the border in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Did you happen to go through it?
No, this is in Woodstock. It's northern, I'd say way south of the border, but it's still sort of northern New Hampshire.
It's about 75 miles south of the Canadian border, from what I understand. They always set it up in basically the same place in this Woodstock. It was a little town called Woodstock on I-93. And I actually went through this thing during Forkfest. We took a group of activists and drove through this with cameras rolling. I don't know if you've seen the video from that, Dave, but you might want to check it out if you haven't yet. You can check the Free Keen YouTube channel and search for probably if you search for checkpoint, it'll come right up. It's pretty ridiculous.
I saw one of the Libertarian Party candidates for Congress or something like that. He was pulled over during Forkfest, and he got video also.
Yeah, that was an interesting video. You're referring to Justin O'Donnell's video. I think my only critique of it would be that he tried to argue with the cops, and ultimately that's never really going to get you anywhere because they don't really care what you have to say. But and of course, the more you talk to police, the worse off you tend to be. But the most interesting thing about that video was, I believe in that video, the officer threatened him and said that basically they were going to keep him in secondary until he agreed to talk, which is highly illegal. According to the ACLU here in New Hampshire, who did a checkpoint kind of Know Your Rights presentation a few weeks ago, which I happened to be there and record. So that presentation is also on the Free Keen YouTube channel. It's about an hour long, and they go through, you know, a few different scenarios and how to respond and how, you know, what not to say and, you know, kind of how to conduct yourself to be as legal as possible, but not give anybody any information, ultimately, and, you know, be essentially a good refusenik or non-cooperative going through these checkpoints. Oh, so to anybody out there who's interested in these internal checkpoints, we've got some really good resources on the Free Keen YouTube channel about that, so I'd recommend a search for checkpoint there. But, Dave, your thoughts on this federal invasion into New Hampshire's territory?
Well, I guess three things. The thing I've done about this so far is I called local talk radio to complain about it. And
excellent.
The second thing would be, I guess, what you can do, what the rest of the viewers can do if you want. You can just, if you use Facebook, you can come by the Facebook page called Checkpoint Free New Hampshire and keep an eye on it. The more people are watching us, the less danger we're in. And that's somebody else's page, but I like it, Checkpoint Free New Hampshire. And what was the third thought? Well, I mean, this is a reminder of why you don't, this is why you do need an independent movement, because they would not, like, I suspect London probably doesn't do this to Scotland, right? Because you don't want to create any additional waves that might tip Scotland over the edge into independence, right? So if we had an independence movement that was, you know, stronger, then they'd be less likely to do that.
Yeah, we definitely need more secession activists to get up here and get active and get vocal about why New Hampshire should leave the United States. It's an evil organization, and I don't think we should want anything to do with
that. One thing that I found interesting about the border point checkpoint thing that went on today was, or whenever it went on
today,
they gave
usually it's a few days.
The Woodstock Police Department, the town in which this was conducted, no warning. Basically, they let them know that morning, hey, we're going to do it here.
It's the federal government. They don't have to. They can do whatever they want.
Well,
it's their interstate.
The sheriff in that town could go in and run them off. He's the highest elected law enforcement official in town.
Can he? Can a sheriff run off the federal government from the federal interstate?
He could.
I'd love to see him try.
Well, I mean,
and we are going to, I hear rumor there might actually be, I don't know, I should say this. There might, I won't say where, there might be a libertarian candidate for sheriff running somewhere in New Hampshire. I can't say where at this point because it'll spoil the surprise. But that'll be interesting news because that I don't know if that's happened before. I know our friend and co-host Chris Reitman from Thursday night.
Yeah, there's the one, the guy that moved down to Chile ran for sheriff at one point.
In New Hampshire?
Yes.
Frank Sabo?
That's him.
I don't know who that is. But anyway, was he an actual libertarian?
He was a little loony, but seemed libertarian.
I don't know. I can't comment. Anyway, our friend and co-host, Chris Reitman, who's a Thursday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he tried to get qualified for the ballot one year, but did not quite make it. He got like 72 out of 75. They just disqualified enough signatures to stop him from getting on the ballot. So we don't have those ballot signature requirements this year, so we might actually see it be a success for somebody. Anyway, Dave, anything else you want to share about the topic? Because I share your concerns, and these things need to be stopped.
To the anti-illegal crowd out there, this is a reminder, they don't just target illegal aliens. The state police show up at some of these, and they arrest people or charge them for things that have nothing to do with immigration.
Well, actually, there has been an interesting development on this front. The ACLU of New Hampshire earlier this year did win a lawsuit that essentially defeated the state's ability to participate in these things. So you're correct. Earlier in the year, last year, they did have local cops and state cops at these things, and they were using illegal dog sniffs to determine whether or not marijuana was in these cars. But again, these cars are not being stopped for any probable cause. They're just stopping every single car, and they're running a dog up and down the lines of the cars. You can see it happen in the video, which we took at the Free Keen YouTube channel. And so they basically threw all those cases out after the fact. They said this was illegally gathered evidence. You did not have a right to, you know, run this dog up and down these cars. So they basically, the state lost that case. And that's why when we went through during Forkfest, there wasn't a single local or state cop to be seen. It was all federal border patrol. So they changed the sort of the makeup. They were still running a damn dog up and down all the cars, but nobody was getting
it's
arrested.
A federal dog.
No, right. Well, nobody was getting arrested by state and
this
local
cops. This dog represents America.
So we've had a partial success on this, thanks to the ACLU of New Hampshire, but we haven't had the success of being able to ban them from the state yet. And I hope that we see that sometime soon. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And I know that you're not driving anymore, Dave, but I hope at some point we'll get to see a Ridley report.
I still drive.
Oh, okay. I know you told me you'd quit doing the car thing. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, I hope we'll see Dave Ridley get up there and, you know, go through one of these checkpoints, because he's always interesting how he interacts with the police on Ridley Report, which is a great YouTube channel. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. And the number here is toll-free. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or jump into our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Just to correct something you said on the air, Mark, you mentioned I talked about how I don't think that we'd had a libertarian candidate for sheriff here yet, at least in the dozen years that I've been here in New Hampshire. I can't speak to anything that happened before that, but I don't recall hearing that happen. And you had brought up some guy named Frank Szabo, and the name rang a bell, but I couldn't remember the details. So a quick Google did reveal that you were incorrect. Frank Szabo is a Republican, or was a Republican when he ran for Hillsborough County. Claims here he is a free stater. However, he's also a quitter because he left New Hampshire and is now living in some other country.
He still has two and a half years to show up and live in New Hampshire in order to fulfill his statement of intent.
Do you think he's going to do that?
I don't have any opinion one way or the other.
Well, I got to say, if he doesn't come back, I'll be happy, because he doesn't seem very libertarian to me, even though he's a so-called free stater, which the free stater means generally somebody who's joined the Free State Project, which says that they believe, if I recall the statement of intent correctly, it's something like, I'll work to the maximum effort, or so I'll put in the maximum effort possible to achieve a government that does nothing more
maximum
than the protection
role,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of property or happiness. I don't have it in front of me. It was something like that. And one of the issues libertarians do disagree on is abortion. That is something that libertarians tend to not have any kind of level of an agreement over at what point a human
Most
life begins.
Most of them
begins.
Agree that the government has effed it up.
Most would agree that the libertarian position should be the government should not fund abortion, nor should the government prohibit abortion. That's the best, in my opinion, libertarian position, because it kind of keeps the government out of the question. This guy, on the other hand, here's what he had to say about it. He said, quote, abortion on demand is murder, he said in a press release. This is from the NewHampshire.com, which is a union leader website. He said further, quote, once elected, Sheriff Szabo will arrest anyone involved in the murder of a citizen of Hillsborough County.
It wouldn't be where I would hang my sheriff run.
Well, he lost.
Yeah.
So, just to clarify, still nobody has claimed there has actually been a Libertarian candidate for sheriff here in New Hampshire.
Libertarian Party candidate.
That's what I'm talking about.
I understand. It's just best to say Libertarian Party in referring because it can cause confusion.
Okay. Thank you for being clear on that. The toll free number tonight.
I was wrong. Yep. It's best to say LP.
855. Oh, don't say LP because that's confusing. Nobody knows what LP stands for.
Fine.
Libertarian Party.
Is that gas that you get?
Liquid propane?
Yes. Liquid propane, yeah.
That's probably what most people would think if they heard the letters LP put together. So you can bring up whatever you want here, and the number is 855-450-FREE. Let's get down to the bottom five. The Freedom in the 50 States came out. It's the most recent study. Now, it's the 2018 study, but it's looking at numbers from two years
2016.
Ago. Yeah, numbers of so presumably 2014 through 2016, because the last study was done in, I think, 2016 and looked at, like, 2014 and prior to that. So New Hampshire was number two. Florida somehow got up to number one by some methodology. I don't know.
By having freedom.
Yeah, right. Talk to anybody who's actually from Florida.
Oh, you defended this. This list up and down until it showed something you didn't like.
Of course.
That is not a very consistent or logical position.
The most consistent position is that New Hampshire is the most free place. It's undisputed, with the exception of this particular study. And it, they did point out that
this study is the way that people have called it the freest place up to this point.
No, I would have called it that anyway. I was giving that as an example of. You can bring up all kinds of examples of how New Hampshire is so much more free in so many ways than other states. The regulatory burden
it's
here.
More consistently free.
Across the board. It is more free across the board. No doubt about it. Now, there may be some areas in which New Hampshire is not as free. Just in general. New Hampshire is a more free place. There's less to deal with as far as regulation.
Apparently not more free than Florida. Otherwise, the Freedom in the 50 States test would have said that New Hampshire.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the numbers.
You're just bitter that you moved from Florida and now
it's
number one.
I'm not bitter at all. If I were bitter, I'd move back to Florida.
I know what bitter sounds like, and I hear it. Bitter, table for one.
No, maybe you're projecting on me, Mark.
I'm not bitter.
You wanted to move back to Florida for a long time, so maybe
you're
just projecting.
Why would I want to move to Florida?
You go there every year for like 4 months.
That's where my mother lives.
Okay, well, you're mama's boy then, or whatever. I don't know.
Not
bitter.
Name-calling is not an argument.
You're the one who's been talking trash about New Hampshire on the air on these airwaves for the last few years, and you know. You're the one. You're the one who's talking about moving to some island nation. Sorry, Johnson, what was that?
I said I'm definitely hearing things that are not an argument.
It's not arguments. If I moved to an island nation, it would be because it is more free than New Hampshire. What I would say is that I don't have the sort of chauvinistic fidelity to New Hampshire that you do.
I don't have a fidelity to New
Hampshire.
Because
you can look at facts on a computer screen. Can look at facts on a computer screen and ignore them.
It has nothing to do with facts. It has everything to do with the fact that we have a libertarian migration here that is absolutely having an effect here. Unlike Florida, where libertarians have no effect whatsoever, if Florida happens to be more free in some areas, it's not because of what the libertarians were doing there. It's because of total random chance.
Well, it's not random chance if they're beating you for 3 years in a row. It is a freer place by these rankings.
Ranking, that's what it says.
Other than Ian saying crap on the radio.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. You ignored all the points that Rachel Goldsmith made earlier where she rattled off a few different studies that showed that New Hampshire is the number one place for a variety of different things.
Right, to raise a family and do a bunch of other things.
Not get murdered, raise a family.
Freedom in the 50 States, and it is a ranking of freedom.
Mm-hmm. It's a ranking of freedoms. Yep, that's one ranking you can look at.
Look, buddy. How many
libertarians are in Florida?
It doesn't matter how many
of them are elected.
Apparently. See, that's causation and correlation. You are absolutely right. New Hampshire, number one for libertarians, libertarian movers.
That's what matters for the last three years. If the libertarians had chosen Wyoming, I would have been all about that. If the libertarians had chosen Alaska, I would have been all about that.
Most libertarians didn't vote for the Free State Project.
There were 2,500 approximately early voters in the Free State Project.
Half of the people
rankings,
who had signed up at that
about
point.
About half. That's correct. And that's what you should expect because sometimes you.
I am not second guessing New Hampshire.
You were acting like I was all about New Hampshire, some sort of blind person regarding New Hampshire. No, it's about the movement. It's about the migration. Where wherever that migration ended up is what I would be all about. I was one of the people who said I would go to any of those 10 states that the Free State Project voters voted on. If it was, because they allowed some people to opt out of certain states. So like, oh, you could sign up for the Free State Project, but if you didn't feel like moving to Alaska, you could just decide not to, and that's fine. I was willing to move to Alaska if Alaska was the winner. I was willing to move to Wyoming. I don't think they would have been the right choices, but I was going to do it.
I think Alaska was my choice in
was
retrospect.
It was my third choice. I ranked them New Hampshire, Wyoming, Alaska.
It has a very robust secession movement and things like that. So, yes, they do have that oil redistribution thing, but that's not welfare. Yeah. That's a redistribution of public resource.
If I were in Alaska and we had the same, the same committed community of people moving to Alaska as we do here in New Hampshire, I would be just as excited about all the cool things about
Alaska.
All
those things are irrelevant. New Hampshire is the home of the Free State Project and has been for 15 years.
It's the home of the New Hampshire freedom migration. The Free State Project is just one part of that.
Agreed.
Where we've had other people coming here who are not Free State Project participants.
So could you say it's number one for libertarians per capita?
Oh, absolutely, by far.
Then use
and that's going to result in more freedom over time. Florida is not going to become more free over time.
I tend to think it's not, but it did beat out New Hampshire.
That's where the New Yorkers
move. It beat New Hampshire out. Well, the New Yorkers that are old and no longer want to pay school taxes because they don't have any kids in school.
Mm.
So, maybe de facto, you get a more libertarian place that way. I have no clue, but I know that it beat New Hampshire in the last three years in a row, and that gives New Hampshire something to achieve.
There's no doubt. New Hampshire has some things that it needs to work on. It is not a free state. It is a project that we have here to work towards more freedom. Nobody should expect New Hampshire to have been number one right out the gate, but it was pretty much
at number one right out the gate.
It was pretty much right up at the top. They changed how they calculated things.
Things have changed.
We were number one last 2 years, and then they changed all retroactively to go back to number two or something like that. So I don't know what it was that they changed.
Okay, so the Free State Project has focused a great deal on, and libertarians generally have focused on the state house, and they've forgotten things like land use rules, which are basically relegated to the communities.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The communities have got some really crappy land use rules, and the State Environmental Protection Agency is really, really tough on some issues. And these are things that Free Staters tend not to be educated on and tend not to focus on. I would just love to see some taxes lowered, because my property taxes were much lower in Florida than they are here in New Hampshire.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. We've got to talk about the bottom five on the Freedom in the 50 States.
I would prefer to do that.
Real losers here, besides Mark. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.